broadcast on Langston Wright. Particularly following the Spain rail bombings, a growing chorus of voices is asserting that the Iraq war has not made the world a safer place. Among them, former Chief United Nations Weapons Inspector Hans Blix and French Foreign Minister Dominique de Villepin. On a tour of the United States to promote his new book, Disarming Iraq, Blix stated Thursday that the terrorism threat has clearly increased in a speech sponsored by the Chicago Council on Foreign Relations. Villepin, in an interview with the Friday edition of the Le Monde newspaper, stated, "We have to look reality in the face. We have entered into a more dangerous and unstable world." The French foreign minister said terrorism didn't exist in Iraq before the invasion, and yet today it's one of the principal sources of world terrorism. In the U.S. Congress this week, House Republican leaders were trying to push through a resolution to mark the March 20 anniversary of the war's start, praising U.S. troops and the Iraqi people, while Democrats said the resolution was a politically motivated endorsement of President Bush's Iraq policies that glossed over deaths and errors of the conflict and occupation. A line that drew the heaviest fire said, "The United States and the world have been made safer with the removal of Saddam Hussein and his regime from power in Iraq." Democratic Representative John Murtha asked whether Spain or the Middle East could be described as safer. NATO has rushed more troops to Kosovo as violence continued to flare and the United Nations struggled with the reality that 5 years of international intervention and billions of dollars in aid have not calmed the hatred between Serbs and ethnic Albanians. As more than 2,000 French, British, German, Italian, Dutch, and U.S. soldiers were being rushed to Kosovo to reinforce the 17,000-strong NATO-led peacekeeping force, ethnic Albanians in Kosovo torched Serbian Orthodox churches, and police rolled out razor wire and fired tear gas. The violence spilled over from Wednesday when clashes and house burnings killed at least 31 people and injured 500 in a renewed spasm of ethnic tension in the Balkans. NATO forces evacuated dozens of Serbs as homes smoldered across Kosovo, a Serbian province under UN control since the 1999 NATO war allegedly to protect ethnic Albanians from persecution. Kosovo's majority, 1.9 million ethnic Albanians, are demanding independence and are angry over what they view as occupation by NATO forces. UN personnel in the Kosovo town of Mitrovica were evacuated after 2 days of violence. In New York, the UN Security Council met Thursday in an emergency session at the request of the Serbian government, during which the foreign minister of Serbia, Montenegro, denounced attacks on Serbs in Kosovo as a renewal of ethnic cleansing in the Balkans. International officials are concerned that tensions may spread throughout Serbia. Rioters in the capital of Belgrade set a 17th century mosque on fire early Thursday in retaliation for the attacks on Serbs in Kosovo. At the same time, a group marched on the U.S. Embassy, setting a vehicle ablaze and battling riot police. A second mosque was burned in the city of Nice as a mob chanted death to all Kosovo Albanians. The unrest comes as Serbs throughout the region are bitter about high unemployment and disillusioned with the West, which they say rarely sympathizes with their problems while unfairly charging their politicians with war crimes.